Большое спасибо.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Well, at the outset, I'd like to say a couple of words about the importance of coming up with an understanding what could be the prospective laws on have advanced levels of artificial intelligence. And we talk about these future laws. We are on somewhat shaky ground. We can talk about just some general understandings and not about specific criteria related to the functions or any clear definitions. We can only talk about some working definitions only. And in all of this, we believe that laws should not include existing systems, military systems, that high levels of automatization. Now, in such systems, the machine plays the role of an assistant. And she carries out its functions more effectively than the human operator. And in ensuring these functions, states should use their own standards. And any attempts to come up with universal parameters for ensuring critically important functions, so-called critically important functions, both highly automated military systems and any future systems that do not exist. And I'm talking about laws. And we're talking about the functions like the identification of the target and target acquisition, including meaningful human control. So the elaboration of any mandatory universal parameters would hardly lead to any practical result. And we find it questionable that we're in a position to come up with criteria that we can identify of a certain level of the importance, greater or less important, involvement of human beings in order to control these machines. And our experts in all of this do not believe that it is advisable to define laws only through the function of target identification and engagement. Because in this case, we will have to include in the definition of SAS already existing highly automated military systems. And if we define laws through the function of target identification and engagement, we are sending a signal that we would like to remove these functions from a machine and ensure that only human beings carry out these functions. And this will hardly be an effective approach. We believe that any basis for working definition of SAS should not be reduced to these functions. In all of this, we seem to overlook the fact that the automated functions related to target acquisition and engagement are given to the machine by a human being through certain algorithms. And with this, we do not deny the need that we should ensure the control of human beings over the machine. And the last thing that we'd like to say is that first we'd like to draw the attention of participants to the set of working definitions that we have included in our working document. And the document is translated into English and is available on the website. And most important criteria, these working definitions should be as follows, we believe. First, we have to avoid any attempts in finding a working definition in such a manner that the working definition would not lead to any breakdown of the weapons under discussion into the groups of good weapons or bad weapons. In other words, to have a separation of these weapons into groups and classes based on any political preferences of separate states or groups of states. And the second criteria that we must keep in mind when we are trying to come up with the working definition and the fundamental functions of laws is that they should not undermine any existing research in developing artificial intelligence or robotics. So these are a few comments that we